Punctuation Guide, 60 Minutes to Better Writing. You can put this in your iPod, iPhone, or MP3-compatible device. You can also put it in your PC with the audio print feature and read, listen, and see pictures at the same time to enhance your learning experience. There are 13 punctuation marks, and they're all covered here. We're now in Fix Your Writing Through Better Punctuation, the first section. Am I going to start with sentences? Okay. Sentences are the building blocks that form the foundation of good writing. Good use of punctuation can improve your sentences so they are, at a minimum, serviceable. Writing, as with almost any endeavor, can be improved most effectively by employing a few simple rules rather than being weighed down by too many. Short sentences written in an Ernest Hemingway style can help you avoid misconstrued meanings in your writing. It has become fashionable in academia to have disdain for the simple, the brief, and the understandable in the quest for the complex, lengthy, and obscure. This is the tendency of all experts or seeming experts. In this category, I must reluctantly include myself, as they seek to impress their peers with their learning and erudition. This little work, written in the spirit of the legendary book by Strunk and White, The Elements of Style, is meant to save you from all that erudition and let you focus on making your writing work more effectively. Grammar, middle, and high school teachers rarely succumb to the pretenses of erudition. They are the ones that taught most of us how to read, improve our grammar, get our spelling down, and do all the other blocking and tackling required to learn English and write acceptably well. This CD is dedicated to their hard work and selflessness. Erasmus once said he would rather buy a book than eat. Hopefully our teachers have not succumbed to this level, but the instinct is there. The proof that this is right is that when we look back at who was our greatest teacher, it is usually a grammar or middle school one, someone who helped us early get on the right path. Occasionally it is a high school teacher. Rarely is it a college professor, because by then we either are on course or pretty hopelessly off it. Every year, Parade Magazine runs a Best Teacher edition. Every year, the numbers break out this way. For me, it was Mrs. Chafee in the seventh grade. Chapter 2, Sentence Endings, the Period. Sentences end in only three ways. The period, the most commonly used. Question mark, used considerably less frequently. Exclamation point should be used sparingly to create impact upon the reader. In other words, every sentence that does not end with a question mark or an exclamation point must have a period. The most common form of a sentence ending is termed declarative, or states something directly without the feedback request implied in a question mark or the emphasis indicated by an exclamation point. This makes the period something like vanilla or chocolate in ice cream, common, often considered dull, but the major item used. The four rules for periods. First, periods always go inside quotation marks in American English. Second, periods always go outside parentheses that include material that is not a full statement and related directly to the sentence it is in. Third, periods go inside parentheses that include a complete sentence that you have elected to put in a parenthesis. Fourth, periods are used with abbreviations, initials, and numbers. A, PhD, PH period D. B, DD Brown, D period Brown. C, 1 period. Punctuation tip. If you are concerned whether the period qualifies to go inside the parentheses or outside, remove the parentheses and let the sentence stand alone. The third chapter, Sentence Endings, the Question Mark. Sentences end in only three ways.